HarperCollins and Harper Audio present An Emotion of Great Delight by Tohir Imofi, performed by Lana Joffrey. December 2003. 1. The sunlight was heavy today. Fingers of heat forming sweaty hands that braced my face dared me to flinch. I was stone, still as I stared up into the eye of an unblinking sun, hoping to be blinded. I loved it. Loved the blistering heat, loved the way it seared my lips. It felt good to be touched. It was a perfect summer day out of place in the fall. The stagnant heat disturbed only by a brief, fragrant breeze I couldn't source. A dog barked. I pitied it. Airplanes droned overhead, and I envied them. Cars rushed by, and I heard only their engines, filthy metal bodies leaving their excrement behind, and yet. Deep. I took a deep breath and held it. The smell of diesel in my lungs, on my tongue. It tasted like memory of movement, of a promise to go somewhere. I released the breath, anywhere. I was going nowhere. There was nothing to smile about, and still, I smiled. The tremble in my lips, an almost certain indication of oncoming hysteria. I was comfortably blind now, the sun having burned so deeply into my retinas that I saw little more than glowing orbs, shimmering darkness. I laid backward on dusty asphalt, so hot it stuck to my skin. I pictured my father again. His gleaming head, two tufts of dark hair perched atop his ears like poorly placed headphones. His reassuring smile that everything would be fine. The dizzying glare of fluorescent lights. My father was nearly dead again, but all I could think about was how, if he died, I didn't know how long I'd have to spend pretending to be sad about it. Or worse, so much worse, how, if he died, I might not have to pretend to be sad about it. I swallowed back a sudden, unwelcome knot of emotion in my throat. I felt the telltale burn of tears and squeezed my eyes shut, willing myself to get up, stand up, walk. When I opened my eyes, again, a 10,000-foot-tall police officer was looming over me. Babble on his walkie-talkie, heavy boots, a metallic swish of something as he adjusted his weight. I blinked and backed up, crab-like, and evolved from legless snake to upright human, startled and confused. "This yours?" he said, holding up a dingy pale blue backpack. "Yes," I said, reaching for it. "Yeah." He dropped the bag as I touched it, and the weight of it nearly toppled me forward. I ditched the bloated carcass for a reason. Among other things, it contained 4 massive textbooks, 3 binders, 3 notebooks, and 2 worn paperbacks I still had to read for English. The after-school pickup was near a patch of grass I too optimistically frequented, too often hoping someone in my family would remember I existed and spare me the walk home. Today, no such luck. I'd abandoned the bag and the grass for the empty parking lot. Static on the walkie-talkie. More voices, garbled. I looked up. Up, up, a cloven chin and thin lips, nose and sparse lashes, flashes of bright blue eyes. The officer wore a hat. I could not see his hair.
"Got a call," he said, still peering at me. "You go to school here?"
A crow swooped low and cawed, minding my business. "Yeah," I said. My heart had begun to race. "Yes." He tilted his head at me.
"What were you doing on the ground?"
"What?"
"Were you praying or something?"
My racing heart began to slow, sink. I was not divorced.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?